But it is part of the function of grace in our lives that we not only admit all of God's children have baggage, but we confess our sins, because you can't start your journey until you've claimed your baggage. If you personally won't claim your baggage, where will you get forgiveness from sins and purification? How does confession work at your church? Let me get you a little uncomfortable here for a minute. Man, I used to fuss with friends whose background was Catholicism. I said, that confession thing is so dumb. Going into a little box and telling somebody. The Bible doesn't say you have to do that. And it was years later that a friend said, well, how does your church do confession? Well, you confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. They said, no. That's profession. Confession of sin. Well, people come right down in front of the church and we confess. Wow. That must take a long time. Well, everybody doesn't come every Sunday. Oh, do you like take turns? Sorta. Well, how do you know who goes? Well, whoever needs to that week, they go. And we kind of let them have the pew. So they looked at me and said, when was your last time to go? Let's see. 19 and... When's the last time you hit the front row? When you was baptized? When you had some major moral fall? Brothers and sisters, is it possible that somehow we have swung so far to the other side of the pendulum, we don't think we need to confess our sins to anyone save all alone to God? Now, you know that John says, confess your sins to one another and pray for each other. James rather encourages us to do that. I don't want to teach a doctrine here that says you cannot find forgiveness unless you go to a specific person, but I want to ask you if we have moved so far away from any kind of regular, intimate confession, of honestly saying, here's who I am, why have we done that? Is it out of some deep biblical conviction, or does it have more to do with the fact, quite frankly, I'm just not excited about you knowing about my bags? And here's Paul's example right in my face. I was the least of all the apostles. Didn't even deserve to be called an apostle. And don't tell me to minimize it. Let me tell you what I did. I persecuted the church of God.